This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Most of Florida is moving into phase two of reopening. Bars, movie theaters, and casinos. South Florida is reopening more slowly. A question on many people's minds is it safe to leave my home? WLRN's Danny Rivero brings us this report on how numbers and statistics factor into that question, which numbers experts are paying the most attention to, and what we don't know.
The day before Miami-Dade County reopened its retail and restaurants, the last thing you would hope to see happened: a sharp spike in cases of COVID-19. On May 15, there were 186 new cases. The next day, 554. Governor Ron DeSantis addressed this in a press conference on that first day of reopening.
Miami at their peak, it had 500, but more recently it had been about 150. And when they would go above that, it was usually because of the Homestead prison. Turns out, of the 500 cases reported yesterday from Miami, 400 of them were backlog cases from 3 weeks ago.
Governor DeSantis said, "Take that number with a grain of salt. The numbers were old, but they were only just getting posted."
There was this test center not affiliated with the state who had been running tests, and they just now reported it.
From the governor himself, the numbers are not what they look like. So considering that, what do the numbers mean? And how big a deal is it if they aren't perfect?
It's okay to have some imprecision with the data.
Mary Jo Trepka is a professor of epidemiology at Florida International University. She used to be the top epidemiologist for Miami-Dade County. During a pandemic, she says, some amount of imperfection is expected.
As long as it's more or less, you know, standard over time, so that we can see, are we overall decreasing or are we overall increasing? A best practice would be like, you wait till it's complete, you clean the data and you release it. But that wouldn't happen for 3 months. And that would actually end up being a poor practice, right? Because we have to make a decision today, not 3 months from now.
And Trepka says focusing on a single data point doesn't tell the whole story. The problem with death counts is that they can be delayed several weeks before they show up in the data. The total case count only counts people being tested, so that doesn't include people with no symptoms who never bothered to get tested. And data on people visiting emergency rooms with COVID-19-like symptoms, a lot of people don't go to the hospital. Some have even died of COVID-19 at home, and they don't get counted.
Each one of these types of information has its weaknesses, in terms of, you know, being incomplete or being delayed. And so the whole picture includes all those pieces of information.
All of this can be confusing for people who are kind of like playing hokey pokey with how to deal with a coronavirus. You put the one foot in, you put the one foot out, you put the mask on your face and you cover up your mouth. You do the COVID-19 when you walk out the house. So what is it all about? Well, there are some hard numbers that can be measured, and these are the things that policymakers are paying attention to. Carlos Migoya is the CEO of Jackson Health System, the largest public health system in the state.
The most important one is the number of people in hospitals.
Migoya says the reason this number is so important is because it tracks how many serious cases of COVID-19 are out there, and the ability of hospitals to respond to them. The asymptomatic cases, to some degree, don't matter as much.
And we saw the number around April 7th, April 10th peak. And then it flattened out for a long period of time. And then the number started coming down. And now the only time that the number goes up is when we have issues in a specific nursing home or multiple nursing homes.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says this hospitalization number is absolutely critical for making decisions about when to open restaurants, beaches, gyms, and all the other parts of the economy.
And that's monitored every day. And if we find that somehow there's some kind of an uptick in the number of infections, none of this is written in stone. It's all written on paper. It can be rescinded.
But this absolutely critical number of hospitalizations, there's a little problem with it. That information is not publicly available. Mayor Jimenez in Miami-Dade has made the county's hospitalization data public. But for the rest of the state,
the emergency managers have that information, the general public doesn't.
Again, epidemiologist Mary Jo Trepka.
That is being used by the policymakers to decide what to do. Because remember, the big issue is, are we keeping COVID-19 under control enough that the healthcare system can handle it?
So in short, none of these numbers are perfect. When it comes to reopening, the state of Florida is asking for your trust. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.